We've got good weather across the majority of the Midwest this morning. Mostly fair to partly cloudy conditions are dominating the region. Have a lot of temperatures running in the upper 60s and 70s across the area. Pretty nice for summertime. We are going to see a bit of a shift as we move forward through the weekend. A couple of frontal systems actually over the next seven days will be working its way across the region. And we'll bring some opportunity for showers and thunderstorms in time. But before that happens, we're going to see additional warming occurring across the region. Yesterday, we saw a lot of 80-degree highs across the region. We'll see that again today, maybe pushing over 90 degrees in some of the western parts of the region, maybe even up in the north. In parts of Wisconsin and Minnesota, we'll see temperatures over 90 today. And as we go into the day on Saturday, we'll see those 90s more widespread west of the Mississippi River, maybe some middle and upper 90s, and extremes over 100 possibly in parts of the Dakotas and Nebraska as we get into Saturday, and briefly on Sunday in a couple of other spots further to the south. But there is a cold front, a fairly strong one. It will be coming into the northwestern parts of the Corn Belt and the northern plains as we get out into the end of the weekend and early part of next week, and it will bring temperatures back down again. Now, the eastern portions of the Midwest will see 80s and lower 90s occurring this weekend and into Monday, but after that we'll see quite a bit of an opportunity for cooler weather to occur, especially in the northern and western parts of the Corn Belt. Some highs in the 70s and 80s will take place as we move into midweek next week. I don't think we're going to see as much cooling in the lower eastern parts of the Midwest as we will in the northwest, and some of those highs over in the Ohio River Basin will probably cool down to 80s primarily and probably won't go much lower than that, but the humidity might be a little bit lower perhaps. There will be a reinforcing shot of cooler air coming along a little bit later next week, mid to late week, and that will help to bring some additional moisture into parts of the region and also help to hold the temperatures back. We may have a couple of days in the western Corn Belt where highs may be upper 70s and 80s. That'll be a little bit unusual for this time of the year and certainly won't last very long. I do expect to see some shower and thunderstorm activity to evolve as we move forward through this weekend and again next week. The first opportunity for well-organized precipitation will be along a cool front that will be working its way into the northwestern Corn Belt. This will start occurring Saturday night into Sunday morning. We'll see showers and storms occurring from Nebraska to Minnesota. So we move on into the afternoon on Sunday and into Monday morning. Those storms will occur from Nebraska to Wisconsin. Still not much precipitation in the lower eastern Midwest other than a few random showers at that point in time. And it will look for some isolated to scattered showers in parts of the Ohio River Basin and parts of the lower Missouri River Valley as we get into the middle part of next week. But I don't think these areas are going to see much in the way of very well-organized rainfall, and the amounts that occur should be light, and we will still see net drying conditions occurring across a fair amount of the region. Now, that reinforcing shot of cooler air will approach the northwestern Corn Belt as we get out towards Tuesday into Wednesday. And a more aggressive set of thunderstorms will occur in the Dakotas, Minnesota, probably parts of Nebraska and Iowa as we get towards that period of time. The front will eventually work its way through the Midwest, but it should weaken as it comes eastward. So the best rains in Illinois will probably hold off until we get to sometime Wednesday into Thursday of next week, and then finally into Ohio and Kentucky and southern Indiana and those areas as we finish out the week next week. So there's going to be a long period here where rainfall is not going to be all that impressive and that drying will take place, but we do still have good subsoil moisture in many areas to carry on normal crop development. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.